Welcome to this special episode of the Casual Shooters Podcast, your premier podcast for the casual shooter. Today, I have the match director for the Area 8 Championship coming up next month. So we're going to be talking everything Area 8. By the time we're done, you should be sick of hearing about Area 8. Hopefully not, but I'm hoping we give you that much information. So if you would, join me in welcoming to the show, Mr. Dave DiRisio. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. If you would, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Dave DiRisio. I've been shooting and been involved with working and running matches in USPSA since 1991. I'm currently the match director, monthly match director, and major match director at Greater Pittsburgh Gun Club.
Okay, so you probably know Mr. Drew Maruski pretty good.
Yes, I know Drew very well. We will be working hand in hand here the next few weeks.
Now, you forgot the grumpy part. You didn't mention anything about being grumpy.
Well, I can go back on that, that I'm old and grumpy now.
I just say that because we're both in the same boat.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Dave, is this your first area match as a match director?
No, in 1995, I run the Area 5 in Hancock County Sportsman's, and in 1998, I run the Area 5 again in Hancock County Sportsman's. I've run too many other matches to even remember them all, to be honest with you.
Okay. So you've been very active since the early 90s?
Yes.
All right. I will, just for the sake of setting where we're at and how you got here, how did you get into the practical shooting sports?
Actually, I had an archery shop, and one of my customers was a West Virginia state champion. She was a female, Roberta Gear, and she was having troubles with her bow, and I suggested I rebuild her bow, put new bearings, new shafts, the whole, everything I could do to it, and she was still having issues, and I said, I would like to come down and watch you shoot and watch your form. So when I went down to her house, her husband, Roscoe Gear, had a complete stage set up in his yard, steel targets, paper targets, the whole nine yards. And I went down there. I'd known Roscoe. I said, what's this? And he told me, and I said, I think I'd like to try this. So I went down his house for almost 2 weeks, every day for 2 weeks to practice to make sure that I was doing everything safe. And I shot my first match and I was hooked. That was it. I was just hooked.
It's like everybody else.
Yeah.
It's like crack one time. It only takes one time.
Yeah. I am a hunter, before I'm anything. And, usually around the end of September, back in the day when I could shoot and move, I pretty much wound down by the end of September. Because I would put all my efforts into bow hunting. I absolutely love to bow hunt.
Not rifle, but bow, huh?
Yeah, I do some rifle hunting, but I just like the challenge of bow hunting.
Okay. What was your farthest shot with a bow?
My farthest shot with a bow, with a crossbow, was 78 yards. And with a compound bow, almost 60 yards.
Wow. Okay.
And those are given conditions. Obviously no wind. And the crossbows they have now, I have a Raven crossbow. I call it a bow rifle. I mean, it's almost like cheating.
Yeah. I tell you what, the technology with all that stuff today is amazing.
Yeah. I have one, and the stuff that the shots that I've been able to make with this thing, it's just amazing what it can do.
In absolute perfect conditions, what do you think is the farthest shot you could humanely take a shot?
I have shot my Raven out to 100 yards, and with broadheads on it, you don't aim at the heart twice because you'll put two arrows right beside each other. And that's, I'll take anybody to the range any day and sit down there with them and do it.
Wow.
So in a given condition, zero wind. And the one doe that I shot with that, she didn't even know she was shot. She picked her head up and looked around, took like three steps and laid down.
Wow. Very nice. Okay. Now the range you started at that you mentioned before, is that range
still around? Yeah, Clark County Sportsman's
Club. Is that still around?
Yeah, they run IDPA matches there. I think next weekend they have a big IDPA match up there.
Okay. How did you get contacted to run this Area 8 match?
Bill talked to me when he was opening up the club about, you know, running a club and helping him get started and stuff. And then we asked to do the Area 8 last year, and we got it. And, you know, Bill said, you want to be the match director? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So
it's been a while since you've taken on a task this big, though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I've been running a section. The last two section matches we had, I was match director with that. So I'm not going to say it's easier, but, you know, the groundwork is still the same. Making sure that you're, you know, crossing your T's and dotting your I's.
Now, as I understand it, it's what, 12 stages?
14.
I knew I was going to get it wrong. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, is it 12 or 14? Okay, so 14 plus chrono, right?
Yes.
Okay. And without giving away the farm, I guess you guys, there's been some stuff on the interwebs with some pretty unique targetry.
Yeah, Ron Kiesel from Sigma Artworks, he come up with a couple interesting things for our first section match. And then again this year, we have some pretty interesting stuff. It's going to be not circus-like, but it's going to be challenging. It's definitely going to test your skill. When I designed to set up a stage, my trigger finger was always way faster than my feet ever were. So I want to test shooting ability. And if I make you run to the front of someplace, I'm going to give you an opportunity to shoot that target somewhere else. And it, you know, if you want to take that chance, it's all on your ability. That's what our sport's supposed to be about. It's about speed and accuracy. Bill and I usually, Bill has to calm me down sometimes because I get a little bit carried away with no shoots and hard cover. but Bill and I make a pretty good team because we have two different mindsets, and, you know, we come to the middle, and like I said, he's got to get on me about the no shoots and hard covers once in a while.
A lot of the clubs in PA are notorious for high round count matches. Is it, would you consider this high, medium, low?
14 stages, 345 rounds. You know, we're trying to follow the protocol that's out there for running a match. So I believe we only have maybe two stages that are over 30, like 30, 31, 32. And most of them are kind of in the middle of like 20 to 28 rounds.
Do some quick math here. Yeah. Average 20, 24 and a half. Yeah. Okay. So on the longer side of medium, shorter side of long. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of something like that.
Yeah. All right. Bill, as I understand it, added a bunch of bays to his range.
Yes, he did. We actually have the capability to run two more stages. We talked about a jungle run, but you know, my concern was that we need to save something for next year because we do get to Area 8 again next year. So we want to have something a little more off the wall, and you don't hardly get to shoot jungle runs anymore.
Keeping that ace up your sleeve?
Yes. Yes.
I am going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and switch screens on us, and I'm going to share this. Let me go here. There we go. Now we'll add it to the screen. All right, let me crop this thing down. Now, this is a picture Jay Slater took with, I think, Bill's drone.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go right there. Now, I guess I'll put my cursor over here. The bays, I guess these are the new bays down, I say down here. I believe this is downhill.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. So What's the flow looking like? I know you guys have now here's, so maybe before we get to the flow, I know you have like all day shoots, but you also have a Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning type of a thing.
Correct.
How are you guys splitting that up with the bays?
I believe, and I'm sorry, I can't give you 100% on this. Okay. Bill and I talked about it, and we talked to Greg. You will shoot 1 through 7, and then 8 through 14.
Are those like 1 through 7? Are they going to be quote unquote like clustered together, and then 8 and 14 clustered together?
Yeah.
Okay. But we're not sure which is going to be up and which is going to be down.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. I mean, the stages we have, you know, we don't want I don't want to put a 28 round stage and make it a walking speed shoot. But then again, I don't want to put it in, you know, bay 7, the wide bay there, and make it a track meet. So we're still working on that. When I submit the stages, I don't put numbers on them. I just submit the stages as stages.
So when you look at this picture, you said bay 7 is the wide bay. I assume it's this one right here.
Yep.
So how are the bays numbered?
Well, the bays are actually numbered. If you go to the right there with your cursor, there's kind of a small bay. Now one, go down one more to your right. Go all the way down to your right.
Okay. One more. Okay. This one right here?
Yes, that is actually bay 1, and that's where the chronograph is going to be.
Okay.
So that's bay 1.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
And then
around the back, is 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay.
And that's just because of the signs and everything that Bill's already had put up there. Maybe in the future, he might move them around. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. And then, so 1 through 11 were already here. And then Bill put up, it looks like, what, 6 more bays down here?
Yeah, 6 more bays, and we cleaned out. Back in the day, we had a house built back here because I've run the program at Greater Pitt under 2 different owners, managers, if you will. And we had a house built down over the hill in this valley, and Bill had them clean it all out. So we're going to, I don't know if we're going to resurrect the house, but we're definitely going to try and do a jungle run in the future.
Wow. Okay. Is that down here to the right behind the bays?
No, it is as you're coming in the driveway. You'd have to zoom out and I don't know. Jay should have got a picture of that.
Yeah. I don't know if this one will go. Yeah. I don't think this one goes out that far. So.
Okay. Yeah. It's as you're coming in the driveway, it's on the left-hand side.
And that's down here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So chrono is going to be the first thing you see when you come in.
Correct.
I mean, I've already looked this. There we go. I type in Greater, and the first thing that pops up is Greater Pittsburgh Gun Club. Because I've looked it up a million times already. There we go. So you're saying coming in this way up in here somewhere is going to be that for next year.
Yeah.
You guys will do something up here.
Yeah. Actually, I'm pointing at it, but you probably can't see that. There's it looks like an indentation in the woods there, and that's where the valley is. It's kind of hard. It all depends on when that Google Earth picture was taken.
I know. And it's a little older, so who knows?
Yeah, because I don't see the 5 stand on there, so that's considerably older, it looks like.
Yeah, for sure. Now, where do people, when they come in here, where should they be expecting to park? Right up front up here?
Yeah, there's going to be parking. We're actually going to have someone to park people because of the running 2 flights. We're going to park people down on the rifle range, and there'll be some parking down here up front. I I don't want to be misquoted on this, but I believe they're going to shut the club down. So that gives us ample room for parking. Yeah, you can park to, it would be the left of those bays coming down in there. It's all solid ground in event that we have that nasty rain word. People could still get in and out of there pretty easy.
Okay. Looks like a lot of parking place. A lot of spots.
Yeah.
A lot of space.
And where those the original four bays are, there's a good bit of parking here. It doesn't look like it, but you can easily put probably 35, 40 cars. That's where everybody in the monthly matches park right there.
Okay, right there.
Yeah.
All right, I got you. Now, this, I've got to say, this is the first time I've ever seen a range with a pool.
Yeah. It's a saltwater pool too. And unfortunately, that's closed. I may try and talk them into opening it up Friday night for the RO banquet that we're going to have. If guys want to go swimming, or ladies, we do have quite a few ladies working to match.
A saltwater pool.
Yeah.
What was it ever an aquarium or something? I mean,
no, it was a regular chlorine pool. And then when Bill moved in, he made it a saltwater pool.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of you obviously have salt lakes, but I don't think I've ever heard of a salt pool.
Yeah, I guess you don't, you know, if you're in it a lot, you don't have to worry about the chemicals from the chlorine, and it's a lot easier to take care of. It's pretty low maintenance.
It sounds like
you don't have the issues with the algae and all that stuff, from what I understand. I'm no pool expert, so I may be misquoting, but
it does make sense. I mean, the saline content, I'm sure, helps that. Okay, so where this red flag is right here, uh-huh, this pin that Google Maps put in, that uh-huh building right there, is that going to be like the check-in when you show up for the match?
Yes.
Okay. And then from there, they'll head out to one of the bays, whether it be 1 through 11 or the others.
Yeah, they'll either go, you know, 1 through 7 or 8 through 14. And we're also, I was able to arrange someone to come out with a 6-seater side-by-side. So we're going to offer shuttle service to people, because that is a pretty good walk. And, you know, I'm real picky about keeping my schedule on time. And, you know, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not only am I old and grumpy, I'm old and very slow. It would take me probably 12 to 15 minutes to walk up there. So we are going to offer a shuttle service if people want it, to at least take their gear for them if they want, just to, you know, keep the match on schedule.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize it was that far down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will allow, if someone asks me, I will allow golf carts as long as it's, you know, used in good common sense. We had a few folks that brought golf carts last year, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and you always see those, like, stand-on carts, so, you know, they're electric and whatnot that people will bring. So I assume that would be okay, too.
Oh, yeah. We had quite a few guys with scooters last year, the electric scooters.
Is there anything else in particular with the layout that would be beneficial for people to know before they get there?
No, I mean, as far as the sun is always in. It doesn't matter if you start on 1 through 7 in the morning or 11 through, or 8 through 14, you're going to have to deal with the sun. We are going to have ample porta-johns. I think Bill's got, he's got a bunch of them. We talked about that Sunday. We had a meeting as far as making sure we have enough. We do have gun handling tables at every bay. There is no gun handling table in the clubhouse. If someone's got to carry a gun, then they got to get a hold of me, and I can, you know, get them with the range master or NARO to get that taken care of. We are going to have, you'll notice the first five bays, or, well, bay 6 is not covered. but bay seven and one, two, three, and four are all covered. And we also, we're going to have tables and canopies. We're going to have water on every other bay.
Okay. I did notice that. Now, does Bill have any plans in the future to add more covered bays?
Yeah. I mean, this is a, you know, a growing work in progress for him. And, you know, it's hard to do it all at one time. And yeah, I'm not even going to tell you what he spent on gravel. He just graveled all the bays, and we had a guy that let us use his roller, and the bays are in really, really good shape. The bays are in excellent shape.
Nice. They look, I mean, from the picture that Jay took that I'm sharing on the screen, I mean, that they all look to be in very good shape from the aerial photo.
Yeah, they are. And we had some issues with drainage, and Bill and his dad fixed that. They bored a hole through the walls and put drain lines and stuff in. That issue was taken care of. The bays are, like I said, again, we kind of got a bad rap about that, but the bays are in excellent shape now. A lot of effort was put into getting the floor surface in great shape.
So it sounds like you're not using all of the bays down here at the bottom then.
Yeah. Again, we're actually, when I get done with you, I got to send Drew the stages. We're going to start doing some preliminary setup. We want to get all the props out and everything and get them ready, because we need a phenomenal amount of equipment for this. We need like 258 wall pins. We need over 500 nails for fault lines, barrels, and poppers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's when I sat down and started figuring everything up, I had to check my numbers twice. I mean, we're going to go through roughly 58,000 pasters.
Wow.
1,200 targets. Yeah, that's changing targets twice a day. And I'm going to build in. I haven't built in yet, but I'm going to build in an additional set of targets for what we're going to use for IPSC and USPSA, just in case we get some rain. I'm hoping we avoid the rain this year. The last couple of years we did the S-section match in July and we got pelted with rain.
Yeah. Hopefully early June won't be nearly as bad, but it is summertime and you know how summertime is.
Yeah.
I'm not that far from you. So I have the same, we have the same issues down here. So
yeah, my wife wants to go shoot this weekend and she's been watching the weather and it's changed like four times in the last day and a half. So
I know, it's freaking crazy.
Yeah, I usually don't get too worried about it. I tell people I have three weather apps in my phone and I pick the one that I like and go with that one. I just roll with that one.
What else can you do?
Yeah.
Now, do you guys plan on doing the shooter brief in the bays with the ROs, or are you going to have a big shooter brief at the building up?
I believe we're going to have a shooters meeting down on the bays by the big tree there. We tell everybody about a porta pot, but there's a big tree down there. We tell everybody to meet by the elm tree, and then we do a brief shooters meeting.
We were talking before we came on the air. You guys are expecting, like last year, a bump.
Yeah, I believe we're at 332 right now.
Okay, I've got it up right here, and it's showing 333. So you've had one more.
Oh, okay. And again, I think, you know, with just every match has a refund policy in place, and I think, you know, today's economy to put $225 out and take a risk of losing it, you know, it's something nobody wants to do. And I just think that some people want to come and shoot the match and they're just going to wait till the last minute. We are pretty much full Saturday AM and Saturday PM and Sunday AM is full, but we do have quite a few slots on PM, the opposite Sunday. Saturday, I'm getting confusing myself. Saturday PM or Saturday AM and Sunday PM, we have a lot of openings for that.
The match says that there are 255 spots left. The schedule is a little different than I've seen it for the last few years. And I know initially there were some requests for different schedules.
Yeah, we originally, when, you know, we talked about doing 14 stages, you know, I thought, wow, that's a lot to do in one day. And we figured Friday's all day, and Friday's starting to fill up a little bit now. We did the 2 days, and we had a lot of concerns with competitors. So we opened up two squads on Saturday and two squads on Sunday to shoot all day, those 2 days, if you want to. I'm not sure where we are as far as those squads being full.
It looks like Saturday is full and Sunday still has a few spots left, but more than half on Sunday is full. And it looks like all of Saturday all day is full.
Yeah. And I think we were at 34 for Friday. If that hasn't changed.
34 shooters.
Yeah. I think that's what we had. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we do have some competitor shooting. Anybody that sponsors a match gets to pretty much shoot whenever they want, if I can let that happen. So I do have some sponsor slots that are being used Wednesday and Thursday. So staff has the opportunity to shoot half the match Wednesday afternoon and the other half Thursday morning, or shoot all day Thursday.
Which one has been more popular?
Well, right now, after the Buckeye Blast, a lot of people were deciding that they're going to take another day off from work and split it up.
I don't blame them. I mean, you're right. 14 stages is a lot. And if you can break it up into 7 and 7, man, that is easily digestible.
You're talking, last month, Burgo Pitcairn had a 7-stage match. And, you know, we were done. I think we got finished by like 1:15, and you know, it wasn't that bad. I don't like shooting 7 stages. I'll be flat out honest. I like 5. 5's good with me. That gives me all the fun I can handle. But yeah, I think 7's very manageable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down in Fredericksburg. So like I said, I'm not that far from you.
Okay. Well,
I say that driving wise, we're 5 hours apart, but if you draw a straight line, it looks a lot shorter. So
where are you in Fredericksburg?
I'm actually just west of Fredericksburg. I'm 10 minutes from the Chancellorsville battlefield.
Okay. Yeah. So, I worked a lot of matches down there for Mike Martin.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm literally like 20 minutes from the range, 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah. That's a nice range down there. I always enjoyed coming down there, working a match.
But their local is 8 stages. So 7, I'm like, oh yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
So now, you mentioned sponsors. I'm not familiar with D2C. So what is, or who is D2C?
It's D2 Customs. He builds whatever you want, limited op. I had him do a limited optics gun for me. He's built several open guns for guys and a few limited guns. Dan does exceptional work. If he makes a mistake, he doesn't blame it on you and your ammo loading. He built my gun. It was flawless. So I can't really, you know, say that, but I've known other people that's purchased firearms off of him, and he stands behind his work 100%. And he's pretty quick about getting stuff done.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I'm not familiar with him. And I was like, you know, we might as well. And that was one of the things I meant to ask sponsor is give him a little bit of airtime too. Maybe people will reach out.
Yeah, I don't know if he's shooting the match. I don't know if he's going to set up a booth. I was trying to reach out to some of my other sponsors to have some people come out and set up some booths, but I don't think most people have an interest in it. If you sponsor anything but a match donor, you get a free vendor spot, and we're putting them, you know, they're going to be under roof and have electricity, and try and take care of vendors the best we can.
So where are the vendors going to be then?
They are going to be on the covered rifle range.
Okay. And I think
that is to the left.
Yeah, let me see if I... okay. Yeah, it is...
Right there.
Yeah, I feel like I... There we go. Let me... There we go. So right here, now you can see it on the screen. I cut it off.
Yeah, and that, and, you know, my opinion, that's a pretty good high traffic area for them. And I think I was talking to Russell Fortney. He was telling me what they did at the Area 6 where they actually scheduled the vendor area as a stage.
And oh, wow.
I thought that was a pretty good idea, and that might be something to think about next year. If vendors want to come out, we do have a few folks setting up Excalibur Ammunition setting up. I think Engineering, I think, I'm not sure 100% on that. And I got back from JP today that they're not going to be able to set up. That was because I had quite a few people asking about that. I was hoping they would bring their toys and come set up and play, but I guess they can't.
Okay. So it looks like then, your vendor area will be between the upper stages and the lower stages then, right? Yes. There in that building. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. I just had a question and I lost it. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, that's when you get older, that happens a lot. I hate my cell phone for the most part, but I'm always,
that's why I have coffee. That's why I have coffee and bang. Hopefully the caffeine kicks in and makes the brain work faster. All right. So people come, they check in the morning, they get their range brief right there up by the building, and then they disperse to the whatever bay and stage they're starting on. Is there a break for lunch? Are they shooting through that?
Well, there will be a break for lunch. The second flight, and again, I shouldn't be saying this without having the matrix in front of me. I believe the first flight should be done around 1 o'clock. So we do have some time built in there for the ROs to get lunch, and then we had a box you can mark for people shooting all day. If they wanted to buy lunch, they could buy lunch. I think it's like $13 or $15. And the food's pretty good. The Drummond family prepares all the food, and the vast majority of it's homemade. It's really good stuff.
Oh, okay. So you guys,
we had a lot of compliments on the food last year.
Okay. So you don't have to contract out. This is be all done by Bill and his family.
Yeah, well, my RO banquet, that is being contracted out because that it's just too much for them to try and get all that done. But right. The lunches are done by the Drummond family.
Okay. What time are you guys looking to start shooting, and what time do you expect to be finished each day?
We're going to start at 7:30, and you know, weather permitting, and we're going to do everything possible to make sure we don't have any kind of reshoots. We're figuring like 45 minutes a squad.
Okay. So finish about 5 o'clock ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, the afternoon on the matrix, the afternoon squads will be done about 7 o'clock.
And they would start at roughly one ish.
Yeah. Around one.
Okay. 6 hours for seven. Yeah, that makes about sense. Okay. All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that you said. You've got safe tables on every single bay, water every other bay. I'm trying to.
Yeah, and also our quartermasters will have water in them as well, too. You know, we try and make everything is comfortable for the shooters as we can.
Okay.
And I'm sure someone will be passing out popsicles and stuff if the weather gets warm.
Well, Dave, is there anything else you can think of that we could discuss about this that we haven't, that people may want to know?
No, just to come on out. You're going to see some really interesting stages. We do have a school bus. We set it up in a monthly match and used it a couple times. I had concerns about it being loud. And I guess because the bus was made to handle a bunch of noisy kids, I was really surprised that even running guys with open guns, that it was very manageable. I didn't find it, you know, like, well, I can't do this for, you know, 300 to 340 people. We also have another bay that Bill dug a hole in. It's about, I don't know, it was up to Sarah's hips, and we filled it full of water and we have a boat in it.
What?
Yeah. we got some really interesting stuff. It's kind of like a shaky bridge on water.
Wow. Okay. So we have, we know we have some type of moving stuff going on. We've got a bus and we've got a boat.
Yeah, we have a roller coaster with Ipsic steel on it. We have a swinging bobber, and we now have a moving swinging bobber. So we've really upped our game. Bill has really upped his game as far as putting out challenging targets.
I'm dealing with a knee issue, but if I wasn't dealing with a knee issue, I'd be finding a way to shoot this match, because I've been telling people this is going to be the targetry and the stuff I'm hearing is going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. And you know, we don't want to have that circus atmosphere to it, but Mike Martin used to run some really off the wall stuff down at Fredericksburg. I remember they had a car down there and you had to steer the car to shoot the targets. And they had a fuselage of a plane down there. They had that a couple years. And they had some really interesting stuff. It wasn't too carnival-y, but it was something that was like, hey, yeah, that was fun. I'd like to do that again. Don't want to get like a circus event thing going on. And you still want to test the shooter's abilities. And I think we have a very good mix of that.
Yeah, it should be pretty exciting. I mean, Jay and I know – I'm hoping to be there in person. I know Jay will be, so we're kind of excited and looking forward to covering the match with everything going on, all the different levels of shooters, all the different types of shooting challenges that are going to be there.
Yeah.
I guess the last question I would have, and I'm going to go back to here and zoom out a little bit. It does seem to be, how far from like the nearest convenience store, that type of thing, is the range?
Okay. You are about 16 minutes to Robinson Township and you're 16 minutes to Weirton. The match hotel is in Weirton, West Virginia. I really like that area because it's not Pittsburgh. If you want to go out and eat Friday night, you're not going to stand in line for a half hour, 45 minutes to get a table. And that area, all the restaurants, you can go to McDonald's or there's a steakhouse there. If you want to, you know, drop $150 on a steak dinner, you can do that. There really is no like convenience store, or anything there. Of course there isn't Weirton. There's a Sheetz, a Get-Go, you name it, it's there. And then at Robinson, of course, they have everything up there. The club does sell Gatorade and Monster, Coke, you know, things like that. That'll be for sale. If someone, you know, decides they need some Gatorade.
So there'll be a few things at the range, but, okay. Where is the township you were talking about?
Robinson Township, that's just a general area there. It's up 22.
So when you say up 22, back towards Pittsburgh or further
it's
west?
It's 22 east. I'm sorry.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, there's too many hotels to even count right there. Down at the Weirton exit, I believe there's like five hotels at one exit. And four of the five are within walking distance of a Walmart and multiple restaurants.
Oh, wow. And what's the driving time? What would you say it is from there to the range?
Both of them's right about 16 minutes.
Oh, man, that's nothing.
Yeah, okay. It's really convenient.
Well, Dave, I can't think of anything else that we may need to cover. If you can't either, then I'm going to thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. And talking about it, giving everybody a little bit of a taste of what's to come and what to expect.
Yes. I appreciate the opportunity to come on. I'm not really very good at this kind of stuff, so.
That's okay. It's all good. Are there any other sponsors you want to mention before we go?
Well, we have our D2 Customs is our match sponsor. Our gold sponsors are JP, Glock, Henning Engineering. Oh, here, hang on. My wife's giving me the list here, so.
Your assistant?
Yeah.
Co-match director?
No, actually, Bill's the co-match director. My wife and Greg Zombach are the stats. And I'll tell you what, the work that these two do. My wife, she did the T-shirts. She's doing the matchbook. And she helps Greg whenever he needs any kind of help. And, like, with Greg, like, every day now, I'm spending more and more time on this match, as is Greg. And, you know, my wife has a real job, and it gets, I'm an SOB to work for, because when I want something done, I want it done. And she, you know, I keep forgetting that she has a job. So.
So Dave, when can people expect roughly now, I'm not asking for an exact day and time, but roughly when can people expect to see the matchbook?
Let me ask my wife. When do you think the matchbook?
Maybe a week and a half.
Probably a week and a half.
So probably within the next 2 weeks.
It won't be much longer than that.
Were there any sponsors there you wanted to mention, or are we good?
Well, I would really like to thank Hornady. Hornady's been very good to us as far as like the section matches, and they were very, very generous for this area match, the stuff that they gave us. Vortex has been a longtime sponsor of the Western PA section match. And they stepped up for this match as well. We have MPA, Taurus, EGS, Manny Bragg, Manis. Manis has been another longtime sponsor of our section matches. And they stepped up pretty good for this year for the Area 8. And Corey Shield from Shield Manufacturing. And, of course, Excalibur. They're one of our gold sponsors as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you to all of them for supporting the sport.
Yeah. Some of these guys for the gold sponsorship is, you know, these guys really step up and put the stuff out there, and that's really generous of them. So we always need to support those people as they support us.
Agree.
Oh, I forgot to mention Shooters Connection. Yeah, those guys have, Chuck Bradley's been very good. To me personally, as a match director, anytime I've run a match, you know, any kind of level two, he's always been pretty generous with me as far as what they're willing to give us. And we exclusively get all our targets off of him. He's another company that, that I even if I could get something cheaper somewhere else, I order it off of him, because if I order it Monday, it's in the mail Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning. It's here at my house within the day, and I love that.
That's good customer service. No, you can't. And oh my gosh, I'm sure you've seen it. It is not what customer service was 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
No, when all this COVID stuff went on, I thought it was a poor excuse to have even poorer service. I mean, how can you not answer the phone because of COVID? I mean, it's like, I scratched my head on that one. It's like, you can't get it over the phone, but it has.
Some people thought you could.
Yeah. Yeah. It has gotten better, I would say, within the last year, but I always like dealing with Shooters Connection just because that, you know, they're no bullshit company. Excuse my language.
Nope. Good to go. I like it. All right, Dave. Well, I wish you the best with the match, and I hope to see you here in a few weeks.
All right. Looking forward to meeting you too, Dave.
Until next time.
Don't be a little bitch.
Yeah.